Hello, everyone. My name is David O'Brien, and I work at the International Development Research Center. And Jay Hong asked me to give a short presentation about the work of IDRC and also a related collaboration that IDRC has created with Health Canada, the Public Health Agency of Canada, and the Canadian Institutes for Health Research. I'm making this presentation recognizing that for the Canadians in the audience, we are a rather minor player in the realm of funding health mathematical research. You would be far more aware of the opportunities through the Natural Science and Engineering Research Council or the Canadian Institutes for Health Research. That's not a surprise. We have a smaller budget, and also our mandate differs. We are an agency that was created in 1970 to support the research, sort of public science or applied research, principally outside of Canada. The extent that Canadians get involved in our work is the extent that their either methods, research questions that they're doing in a collaborative program with their colleagues internationally helps augment and foment a research program. So I'm going to give a short introduction about what we do, and then I'm going to pass it over to my colleague, René Larocque, who's going to talk about the Global Health Research Initiative. And given the thematics of this workshop, I thought that would be more relevant, also in the extent that it's a collaboration amongst research funding agencies, which I would include IDRC, and agencies that have a mandate to promote public health. Okay? So what's IDRC? We were established in 1970, so we're actually older than some of the domestic research councils in Canada. And our mandate, I think, holds true. It's up there. To initiate, encourage, and support, and conduct research into the problems of developing regions of the world and into the means of applying and adapting scientific, technical, and other knowledge to the economic and social advantages of those regions. The only thing I'd add to there is that today we do considerable work on environmental research. But this is problem-based research that we fund. We do not fund and reproduce disciplines. You know, anybody can apply to our programs, irrespective of which discipline, to the extent that they can bring expertise and knowledge to bear on a particular problem. We also differ in our governance. We are an independent crown corporation. Our board is represented by 10 Canadians and 10 non-Canadians who set and approve our research agenda, and we report to Parliament. So we do not report to a minister per se, which is a bit of a different guiding principle than our domestic research councils. So what do we do? This is just a general introduction of our We will fund, generally, an entire spectrum of activities within a research project. We tend not to fund individual researchers who are conducting a research project on a particular program. We tend to support, given our averages here, last year we supported 170 grants at an average of $600,000 each over 3 years. So these are fairly large-scale grants that tend to involve research development activities, networking, training, discovery, and dissemination. They span the spectrum of the research, and they tend to involve multiple researchers, agencies that have an interest or a stake in the research questions, and sometimes agencies that are involved in the uptake of that. The way that we fund research, people who are interested in approaching us, generally if there is an open, we do it through an open competition, and in some circumstances in our regional offices we will support good ideas that come to light irrespective of an open competition to take advantage of new opportunities, new ideas, or to promote new entrants into a field. We are thematically based, so our 1 to 4 here are the types of research areas that we'll fund research in. From what I've heard this morning and saw on the agenda, I would think that we have and ecosystems approach to human health in topic number one, looking at how environmental change is influencing human health, transmissions of diseases, uptake, etc. That would be into the topic number one. And also in our topic four, which Renee will speak to more closely, health and health systems. Tend not to do much in the realm of biomedical science, more interested in the organization of health systems, preventive health policies. We are organized into four divisions, and the program staff develop and design the research programs within those areas, which are approved by our board. In terms of how one approaches IDRC, we have three different models. One is through our Canadian programs. If there are Canadians in the audience who want to have a workshop or a research development activity or a discrete event, we have a group that will respond directly to Canadian initiatives. As an agency that was set up to promote research capacity and scientists outside of Canada, our main mode of entry is for non-Canadian applicants to our programs through our program areas, which may or may not include Canadians. And the third one is the collaborative programs, which I'm involved in and my colleague Renee Larocque are involved in. And these are larger scale collaborations, which I'll speak to, that involve partnerships between IDRC and other funding agencies. And these involve some examples here. These are all examples that we've developed with the domestic federal science councils, and Rennie's going to speak about the Global Health Research Initiative. The ones I've been involved in are the 2 to 5, and they are developed in recognition that there is a gap in the funding base for science that tries to bring together scientists residing in different countries that can bring together expertise to address common issues. Canadian funding agencies stereotypically will fund Canadians, and you can bring in experts from other countries to collaborate on your programs. Tends to be a domestic Canadian issue and with minority stakeholder interest from non-Canadians. IDRC is the flip side of that. These programs tried to address a different need to say there are sets of issues out there that would benefit from teams of researchers that can help define the research question and collaborate in its development, and they are larger scale programs. So we've developed programs with the Networks of Centers of Excellence, the Canada Research Chairs Program, Social Science and Humanities Research Council, and then the latest one we did was on all three of these. These are problem-based programs. We do not identify which disciplines or who can be involved. We're saying if you can identify, on the last one we had a number of applications that spoke that people were looking at how changing environmental conditions will affect climate change and transmission of diseases, and there were numerous ones that proposed modeling in those. This is an example of, and when we launched the first one, you know, Jay Hong Wu and his collaborators said, well, we believe that the mathematical modeling community has something to give in developing applied approaches to understanding disease transmission. So this is an example. These tend to be open-ended research competitions that good ideas float to the top. I'm going to turn it over here to Rennie, who's going to speak a little bit about the Global Health Research Initiative. Did you want this?
My name is Renee Larocque. I'm a program officer at the Global Health Research Initiative, and I'll try to give you a brief introduction of what is the Global Health Research Initiative and what we do. So the Global Health Research Initiative is a federal partnership funding international research teams working in 70, 67 countries since 2001. It's a network of Canadian researchers collaborating with researchers and decision makers in sub-Saharan Africa, Asia, the Middle East, Latin America, and the Caribbean. It's a whole of government initiative supporting Canada's international health commitments. It's also a model of peer review multidisciplinary science as a key support to global health and development aid effectiveness. So here, as opposed to IDRC, we only function on a competition basis. And we also provide a link between research, policy, and programming. What is the GHRI partnership? GHRI has five partners. Here they're listed: the Canadian International Development Agency, the Canadian Institutes of Health Research, Health Canada, International Development Research Center, and the Public Health Agency of Canada. GHRI is very frequently associated to IDRC because we are housed at IDRC, so that's why we're in a closer relationship with them, if I could put it this way. The partnership, the way we function, each partner of the GHRI funds the GHRI secretariat here, but each agency can fund specific programs. This is why here we've listed the research funding commitments, and CEDA funds our programs up to 67%, IDRC 20%, and we receive 13% of our funding from CIHR. And I wanted to present a few GHRI numbers, which I think are quite impressive. We've had 71 million investment for approved research programs. We've had 9.6 research investment for this fiscal year, 2010 and 2011. 10 research programs funded since 2001. 129 global health research projects funded to date. More than 1,000 research networks, including 257 Canadians. 62 Canadian research institutions and universities are involved with GHRI to date. There are 67 countries involved to date, 339 research settings in Canada, Africa, Asia, the Middle East, Latin America, and the Caribbean. What defines GHRI research? Like I've mentioned previously, grants are awarded through a competitive merit review process that includes international and local research peer and research users as reviewers. So in some of our competitions, decision makers and policy makers have acted as reviewers also. GHRI research team pay close attention to local and regional determinants of health, including social, cultural, and health system issues that can make or break efforts to reduce health inequities and improve health. Also, GHRI research team builds research capacity where it is most needed by collaborating across sectors and between countries. Actually, GHRI has a few cross-cutting themes, and capacity building is definitely one of them that we hope is present in all of our programs. Successful applicants are awarded larger and longer-term grants. We hope to do that always, and we try to do that, that provide a stable research environment with flexibility for innovation on a range of complex issues. So most of our grants are on an average of $1.5 million on an average of a five-year duration. Here are some of the research teams that GHRI focuses on: health policy and health systems, prevention and control of chronic diseases, prevention and control of pandemics and emerging infectious diseases, interaction of health, environment, and development. And here's the slides of our some of our programs. We've had a Canadian International Immunization Initiative of $2.7 million. This has actually just been completed. One of our, I guess, maybe most well-known program is the Teasdale-Cordy Research Partnership Program, which was an initiative of CIHR and IDRC of up to $24.6 million. I'll talk briefly about this program in just a minute because there's a research project that I think does very similar thing and in the same regional area. But overall, it has 14 research projects of approximately $1.5 million over a duration of 4 years. Another one of our programs is the Africa Health System Initiative, African Research Partnership Program, which is an initiative of CEDA and IDRC and an initiative of approximately $6 million. What is quite particular to that initiative is that the two principal investigators had to be, this is an Only Africa program, like the title mentions it, but the 2PI had to be a researcher and a decision maker or policy maker. So that was that's a different partnership model. Canadians could be researchers on the teams, but had to be co-researchers. Another one of our program is the Canadian HIV/AIDS Prevention Trials Capacity Building Grants. It's the second phase of this program. It's a CEDA and IDRC initiative of $16.7 million. This has, the competition has actually just been completed, so we've selected 17 just recently, so they're about to start, and most it's on an average of $1.8 million per grant for a duration of 4 years. Another one of our programs is the Avian and Pandemic Influenza and Emerging Infectious Disease, which is an initiative of CEDA, IDRC, and Austria Aid. It's an initiative of $4.9 million, and this is actually the only competition that's open at the moment that we have. It's in collaboration with the EcoHealth program at IDRC, and that competition is actually open, and it focuses on Southeast Asian countries. Sorry? No. They're the funders. The Australian are the funders, but it's open to Southeast Asian countries. I have the, if you go on the IDRC website, you'll see the list, the exact list of eligible countries, but I think China is included in there also. And another one of our program is the Canadian International Immunization Initiative for Haiti, also an initiative of CEDA and IDRC of approximately $1 million. So I've mentioned the HIV/AIDS Prevention Trials Capacity Building because it's our newest starting program. It was an initiative that partnered with the Canadian HIV Vaccine Initiative to offer a new program to build sustainable African capacity and leadership to conduct future prevention trials with special focus on innovations in HIV/AIDS prevention technologies, particularly HIV vaccine trials. The program objectives were to create sustainable African capacity and leadership. I think I've mentioned that it was mentioned a little bit in the description of the program, but it was also to advance the collaboration and networking of African, Canadian, and international researchers and institutions in global HIV/AIDS prevention trials efforts. Similar to the African Health System Initiative program that I've mentioned, here there needed to be one African co-PI, and most of the funding needed to be sent to African institutions. So that's one way that Global Health Research Initiative likes to work, meaning that at least 80% of the funding needed to be sent to African institutions. As for the little bit of detail on that program, it's a five-year program of a $16.7 million initiative. $16 million came from CEDA and 0.7 from IDRC. We selected 17 grants of up to $1.8 million, and the capacity building initiative of teams will be undertaken between 2010 and 2014. And in that program, as in all of the GHRI program, we like to have different components within our program, which is opportunities to get synergy grant, networking grant, inter-team capacity building grant. So there's a lot of extra financing to do some of these activities, either within the teams that were selected or outside also. Now I'm just going to briefly talk a little bit about the Teasdale-Cordy Global Health Research Partnership Program because I think it's the most well-known of GHRI. It's also the one that has been going on for a longer time, which is why maybe it's better known. The T-cell CORDI team grant support teams of Canadian and low middle income country researchers and research users, including policymakers, practitioners, civil society organization, and community leaders in the development and implementation of innovative multi-year programs that combine applied research, knowledge translation, and capacity building to solve pressing health problems in low and middle income countries. The T-cell CORDI grant team grants currently support 14 programs of work that integrate research, capacity building, and knowledge translation or linkage between research and policy and practice. And these grants, like I've mentioned before, are of approximately $1.5 million. And this is one of the T-cell CORDI team that I wanted to mention, and maybe actually some of the, maybe the PI is actually known of to some of the people here, but it's a project in Shanghai, China, on the prevention, care, and support for vulnerable populations at risk for HIV-STI in Shanghai, China. The team leaders are Lai Yi Kang from the Shanghai Municipal Center for Disease Control and Prevention in China, and Liviana Casavara, which is also here in Toronto, the University of Toronto. So this is something that the GHRI supports. And I'm just going to finish my presentation by showing in what countries GHRI is funding research. So there might actually be some additional countries because of the new competitions I've mentioned, but this is we're present in pretty much South America, Africa, and some parts of Asia also. So thank you very much.